cheering when I knew him, so I sent a letter to him, just on spec addressed as follows: Clancy of the Overflow.
He asked me to sing this, and then he just leaves the room.
I know.
I'm listening, bro. I swear.
He's also undressed.
And an answer came directed in her writing unexpected. And I think the same was written with the thumbnail dipped in tar. Was it Sheeran made who wrote it? And verbatim I will quote it. Clancy's gone to Queensland droving, and we don't know where he are. In my wild erratic fancy, visions come to me of Clancy gone and droving down the Cooper, where the western drovers go. As the stock is slowly stringing, Clancy rides behind them singing, for the drover's life is pleasures that the townsfolk never know. And the bush has friends to greet him, and their kindly voices meet him in the murmur of the breezes and the river on its bar. As he sees the vision splendid of the sunlit plain extended, and at night the wondrous glory of the everlasting stars. Sunlight struggles feebly down between the houses tall, and the fetid air and gritty of the dusty, dirty city, through the open window floating, spreads its foulness over all. In the place of lowing cattle, I can hear the fiendish rattle of the tramways and the buses making hurry down the street.
Take a vocal break, buddy.
He understood. I just got it all wrong. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, that shit
sounded glorious.
What's that called? Quincy of Overflow?
Clancy of the Overflow.
Clancy of the Overflow. It's beautiful.
It's an Australian poem from 1890. Or 1890 something. I don't know what year exactly.
It almost makes
It's actually a true story.
I'm tearing over here.
It's actually a true story, though. Basically, the story is that the guy who wrote it, his name was Banjo Paterson, who's a famous Australian poet. But he used to just be, at the time, he was just a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And he sent his poems in for fun to the newspaper.
He was a what? A lawyer?
Awesome. A lawyer.
A lawyer.
Professional lawyer.
Yeah. And so he worked in an office, and he had to collect money or something from this guy, Clancy, who worked on Overflow Station, way out in the middle of nowhere. And so he had to, but he couldn't find the guy's name or anything, so he sent him a letter that was Clancy the Overflow, and they wrote him back this letter that looked like it had been written with a thumbnail dipped in tar, like it says in the song, and it says, Clancy's gone to Queensland droving, we don't know where he are. And so then he was like, who the hell is this guy? Like, it's a true story. And so he wrote the poem, but the real Clancy the Overflow saw it, had been a drover for a while, decided the work was too hard, went and joined the Gold Rush miners.
Okay.
And he wrote into the paper a poem called Clancy's Reply, which is a long poem that is the reply to that poem.
That's brilliant. That's so amazing.
That was about how, you know, the drover's life was a little too hard, so he took up gold mining.
Oh.
And it was like, that's such a cool story,
that
though.
That's so amazing.
Because
that's almost meant to be.